Welcome to Two Beards, One Garage. This is a podcast where two pizza makers living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, discuss Wisconsin sports and life without a filter. We take off the Wisconsin sports goggles and tell it like it is. This is a guys podcast, and if you are easily offended, triggered, or all the other shitty words people make up when they hear different opinions than their own, you may want to choose a better, more woker podcast to waste your time with, because we don't give two fucks. Things will most likely fly off the rails from time to time, so sit back, crack a beer, and just enjoy two dirtbags talking sports.
In a world being overrun by a bunch of douchebags, scared to speak their mind, there are two men trying to change the game, one podcast at a time. They go to great depths to secure the sacred art of tearing apart pro athletes who are much more talented, good-looking, and richer than them. Will they be able to bring the common man closer to the athletes? Probably not. But they'll go down fucking swinging as they try. This is Two Beards, One Garage.
Yo, 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 what is up, you freedom-loving motherfuckers. It is Harky, Z, and Pete back for the Sunday edition of Two Beards, One Garage. It is May 17th. I've been writing the date down now before we start, so still 2020. And we got a few things we want to jump into today. So, Z, you had a few things to bring up.
Did you want me to start with the bar talk? People getting into the bars? Yeah.
Sure.
So I put on Twitter on Thursday, just for people to throw on our page what bar and how it felt to be at the bar and drinking beer. And really, Bob Catalina was the only one that actually responded with kind of like what I was hoping for. But anyways, he calls me. It's like 2 o'clock on Thursday. He calls me and he's like, "Jeffrey," I said, "Yeah, what's up?" He's like, "You know that feeling when you get caught out in a fucking rainstorm and you're fucking... just everything gets soaked, your fucking shoes, socks, shorts, shirt, everything just soaked, and you finally fucking get inside and you get dried off, and the AC's pumping, it just feels nice." That's kind of what it felt like.
God, that guy's dirtball.
Yeah.
That is Junction City right
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, Lucas Suhan, he finally got to the score at 3:06 on Thursday. Probably left work about 2 hours early to get there, so...
Oh, he has a job?
Yeah, he does.
Good for him.
I don't know how much longer, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, at least this shit probably helped his work ethic.
Yeah. Well, he might be a chef here pretty quick.
Really?
Cooking with Suhan, it's pretty popular.
What does he cook?
I don't know.
Is it like actual videos and shit?
No, he just puts on Snapchat. The best is when it'll be like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'll be like, "Breakfast... breakfast is ready," and we're like,
"Jesus Christ."
We're like, "Dude,
is he a 17-year-old high schooler playing fucking Call of Duty or what?"
Yeah, we're like, "Suhan, it's a little late for breakfast, but okay."
You're over 30 years old. You should never sleep past like 9 o'clock.
No. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I slept till like 8.
I was just going to say, it's past 7 is pretty rare. Well, not especially now. But
yeah, kids are usually fuck that up. If you're a sleeper, you better get it in before those shitbags come.
Oh, also, who else put on our Facebook page or our Twitter page?
Matthias?
Kale Matthias. He threw it.
Curdy. Curdy. I think, was that Tom? And
yep, that was Tom. I don't know if Tammy was with him, but
yeah.
Big Tom.
At first, I thought Curdy was there. I'm like, Jesus, a bold play, Curdy. But yeah, and then I kind of did the math. Like, oh,
yeah.
Did see Curdy got Genovka, though.
Yeah, someone delivered it, or he picked it up, something.
Nice.
It was in a cup.
Is that his favorite shot or something?
I think so. Hmm. Man, Animal House really fucking ruined that shot for us back in the day.
Dude, I remember when we would rip so many fucking of those, and then taking a dump the next day, you'd like smell it.
And then you just want to throw up.
It was fucking brutal.
God, we had, well, they were a dollar. That's just the most insane shit, is they were always a dollar.
Yeah.
And it was,
you just go out on a random weekday and just get fucking blitzed.
Yeah, it was...
Open a tab on buy one, get one taps, and you'd have to drink 12 beers just to hit your dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
God, yeah, I forgot they used to have that buy one, get one tap beer. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, now the bar doesn't open up till fucking God knows when, what time. Yeah. We're already passed out drunk. by the time they open.
Yeah. Well, speaking of other fuck-ups, you want to bring up some NFL players really killing it this past weekend and week?
So, what was it, Eddie Oliver last night or early this morning? I didn't really catch. What did he all? Did you see that?
I think he was just fucking plowed and driving.
He smoked, yeah.
Just smell. Okay. So, I just saw that one this morning. DeAndre Baker, the cornerback for the New York Giants, and who's the other
guy? Quentin Dunbar?
Yeah.
Quentin Dunbar.
Yeah, there you go. So who does Dunbar play for?
Got traded from the Redskins to the Seattle.
Seattle. And then, yeah, Baker's on the Giants. And what's, I'm sorry, what state was this, did this happen again? Does anybody know?
No idea.
I'm putting a guess on, I'm saying Florida, but.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, whatever fuck up shit happens, just say Florida.
Actually, Eamon texted me on Friday, it was like, fucking DeAndre Baker, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I said, I got a couple updates. I said, I haven't had a chance. And he's like, when you read it, you'll just be like, are you fucking serious? And I'm like, yep, are you fucking serious? And also, I believe yesterday was Cody Lattimore.
Lattimore.
Yeah, the wide receiver. Yeah, so fuck. NFL.
I didn't see that. What did he get?
I don't know. I just saw he got arrested.
Schefter's been, if you just check Schefter's Twitter page, he's just been tweeting out arrests.
Schefter's like, yeah, we got some good news from the NFL saying that maybe May 19th open shit up, facilities. He's like, and then we had four arrests. So, good weekend for the
maybe
NFL.
Schefter's just sitting there listening to a police scanner. Yeah.
Good weekend for the NFL. Good news there, but.
Yeah, so. I did. So, if a lot of you don't know, these two guys apparently went to like a cookout or something, fully loaded with some guns, and pulled them out and fucking robbed someone. Yeah. Watches, straight cash. Sounded like they possibly, they got something done to them earlier.
They were
maybe like it was
down, like
retaliation or something.
I saw something that they were down like 70 grand in like debts, like some kind of gambling or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had semi-automatic firearm. And then, so the Dunbar helped collect more than $11,000 in cash, an $18,000 Rolex, a $25,000 Hublot watch. I'm not a watch person. I don't know what the fuck. And then a $17,500 Audemars Piguet watch. Fucking, what the hell are these things?
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget about the last watch, though. The high roller that had the fake $600 watch.
That guy, he might have to go to jail just for being a fucking dirtball.
There's no, you know what, though? I would never have a watch. Actually, I wouldn't even wear a watch. So, yeah, I can't really talk, but I couldn't imagine spending that much money on a watch. It's even $600.
I was listening to Jim Rome, and he said he's a big watch guy, and he, like, knew all these. And then he also was saying that if you read the thing, they position their cars so they could make a good getaway. Guess what kind of cars they were driving? One was a Lambo. One was a really expensive Beamer. And I forgot the other one was like a Mercedes or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
Jesus.
Like, those probably aren't too good getaway cars. They kind of
like
stick
I can't,
out driving a fucking Lambo.
Man, Goodell's probably just sitting at home just like, God damn it, guys. Like, really?
Yeah, like, we've been doing so good.
Yeah, we were doing so fucking good during this quarantine, and then this shit happened.
Actually, I'm thinking Goodell's fucking sitting at his house thinking, God damn it, I have to have Portnoy over here for a Monday night game.
I think that is going to be sweet. I know PD like texted
dude,
us. Like, that'd be
I'll
cool.
have
I
mad just, respect for Goodell if he actually has fucking Portnoy over.
I think he will, because I think fucking Goodell, I think, is actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think after seeing the draft in his basement and shit, like, I think he has a good personality. I could see him honestly being like, oh, hey, Dave, you know, like, hey, Dave. And
I hope he just plays it off like he just has no idea who Portnoy is.
That's
yeah,
kind of what
that'd
I hope,
be kind
too.
Of funny, too. To make him look like a Make-A-Wish kid or something.
Nice, like, pat him on the head. Yeah.
Hey, little buddy.
Because did Portnoy get kicked out of what?
Yeah, he got arrested one time.
At a game, right?
Oh, yeah, he got pulled out of the Super Bowl.
That's what it was, yes.
The Atlanta one.
Yeah.
Atlanta, New England.
And then he just went, because he was like dressed, because he wasn't allowed to be there.
Yeah.
So he's dressed up in disguise, and they finally found him. And he just went limp. And they had to drag him out of there.
But, so why was Goodell not allowed? Like, just because of the clown clown faced shit?
I don't know the technicality of it.
Barstool guys just, they always like sneak in. They never get media passes, so they always sneak into the stuff.
Like the media days.
So I think they're just kind of, banned or.
Yeah.
It's basically trespassing is what they were saying.
You see those two guys from Barstool, Ron and Caleb? I didn't notice this, but during like college basketball when it was going on, they had a segment called Storm Chasers that they would dress up in like storm chasing gear, like yellow, like rain pants, and then wait for like a team to like upset someone and go storm with the fans.
So they were like traveling. They got, like, they ended up having like 4 games in a row where there were upsets and they got to storm the court.
I think those two are some of the best on Barstool. Roan and fucking Caleb are so. You know that Caleb guy was a backup at North Carolina?
Quarterback?
Was he the backup Trubisky?
No.
He's.
No, he was.
Or would he have started over him?
I actually think maybe Trubisky was a young guy and he was older.
Oh. I think. So, yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was way.
There's so many fucking people that work for Barstool. Like, I can't keep track.
Yeah,
like
I like Portnoy. I follow him all the time now, and he said like Barstool is gonna be fine because he's always fighting how this is bullshit now and saying like fuck this. He's like, I'm worried about like the small businesses that like the pizza shops that like to go do the. So it's nice to see fucking someone in his position like kind of. Fighting kind of for the, I don't want to sound like a douchebag, but the little guys.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking that too. I was like, man, I used to really look forward to him. I would watch it a few times a week, him trying a pizza slice or a new pizza, you know, like.
Now he's got the old Frozen game.
Yeah, man. I don't watch any of those.
I watch some of them. There was one pizza company that sent him something, and ever since he either scored it or whatever, their sales just went out the fucking roof. Good. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, this is a random. Guess who Dennis Rodman's favorite receiver is in the NFL?
Couldn't tell you. Like currently?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Devontae Adams.
Really?
There's a fucking right here. Dennis Rodman explains the route running of his favorite wide receiver.
Oh, that's that bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I didn't even click on it.
No, fucking Rodman was fucking. That's like one of those. That's when Rodman's talking about rebounding. How he.
Oh, yeah. I got played then.
You did, yeah.
Because I didn't click on the video. I'm like, oh, I've seen all those highlights. I don't need to listen to Dennis Rodman.
Rodman's like sitting there like, ball hits here. Like, and he just.
We might have to delete that part out.
That's okay.
Kobe.
Did you guys see the talk about James Harrison?
Yeah, I did. That he got like an envelope
flipped to him. So it sounds like it wasn't like they're not looking into it as like a bounty thing, but Tomlin gave him the money to pay for the fine.
Yeah.
So then, of course, they're trying to spin it now as like a bounty.
Here's the thing though. If the guy that he hit on that was Muhammad Massaquoi or some bullshit. Okay. That guy fucking sucked. You think they had a bounty? You think they had a fucking bounty on that guy?
Yeah.
God no.
But yeah, it was just money to pay for the fine.
When I fucking saw that, I'm like, come on, like people, quit making this a fucking bigger deal than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, if the Steelers are going out trying to end that guy's career or game, like Jesus, then they were definitely fucking up a lot of other shit probably. Yeah.
So what is your guys' thought on that new fucking Rooney rule? You see what they put in?
Yeah.
Or like possibly that you get like a third round pick if you hire a black guy, black coach.
I think it looks a lot worse because then now it's like spinning like, oh, you need to basically bribe teams now. I don't think it's a good move, like just the way it looks for the NFL.
I agree.
And I mean, that's really what it is, more of a publicity stunt than anything.
But yeah,
I don't think it's going to go well.
I don't think it is either. And like, I think we honestly got to fucking kind of get over this whole white-black bullshit. It's like, if you're a good head coach, you'll get hired.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, if you, I just kind of hate it where it's like, every year a white coach gets fired, every year a white coach gets hired, every year a black coach gets fired, hired. You know, it's just like, It's fucking so stupid to look at it. It's so white and black all the time. I just fucking can't stand it. Some like it just pisses me off.
Kobe.
There you go.
Pete got to warm up the old arm. Another random. Well, I think this one's true. I gotta start listening to tweets. Somebody put Alan Lazard's third down numbers last season. They're not too bad. 16 receptions on 23 targets for 217 yards. It's 13.5 yards per catch and 2 touchdowns. And of his 16 receptions, 15 went for first downs.
So that was the main thing I was looking for. Yeah.
15. So I'm just like, I like Lazard.
Yeah.
I remember ever since I dogged on him in that first Detroit game and then he caught that touchdown, I've kind of shut my mouth about him.
I think
he's a gamer. I don't think he blows you off the charts on anything, but
I really liked him in the preseason too.
Yeah,
but then I was kind of like, well, is he going to be one of these guys that's just going to be an August All-Star? Mm-hmm. And then I still don't think he'll be an All-Star, but fuck, I don't know. The thing is too. So like Lazard, what would we consider like a huge year for like a Alan Lazard? Like as far as like how many catches? Receiving yards, because we're not gonna go out here on a limb and say he's not getting 1,000 yards.
No,
he's not getting 10 touchdowns. So like, and he's probably not gonna get more than 60 catches.
So but for, that's I was thinking 40 to 50 would be a good year.
4,600 yards.
Yeah, and 5-6 touchdowns. Yeah.
I mean, if you're calling him the number three receiver and that's the production you get.
Because I was thinking that I'm like that's what I was thinking. Like, so if you get him, Lazard, and Funches to get both to average that, and Devontae to get 1,400, probably 85 catches and 12 touchdowns.
28 touchdowns, probably. taking all of Jones's away this
year. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think people actually have really kind of cooled it off on the old receiver talk.
Yeah, because right when we were going through this, I'm like, fuck, that. If that's your starting three, Devontae, Funches, in Lazard,
yeah,
I would have no fucking problem with that. Then you got your running game, I don't know.
Well, in the way MVS has been talking all offseason, he's just going to have, he's one of the best.
And we got St. Brown.
He's one of the best receivers in the NFL, if you ask Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I think that's the Corona talking.
Z, did you get tested recently, or?
No.
Starting to talk out of your ass.
Yeah.
No, did you see what MVS said, though?
No.
He named off his top 5 receivers.
Oh, yeah, he was in there?
He was the 5th one.
Like top NFL receivers?
Yeah. He named off currently.
He was Devontae in there?
I don't remember. I think he was. But he named.
Packers have 2 of the top 5 receivers in the game. Why would you have to draft him?
Because that's why everybody was like. I remember like everybody was like, bro, you're getting fucking cut. Why are you like thinking you're good?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. The receiver situation, I don't think we have to jump off a cliff quite yet.
Nah. I have some other interesting facts for you guys. Do you know who leads the NFL all time with the most 50-plus yard touchdown passes? I had no idea.
All time?
Yeah. Older. You know the name.
Is he currently playing?
No. No, you know the name, but...
Randy Moss had a lot.
No, the Pat, like...
Quarterbacks.
Passes.
Oh, passes, sorry.
50-plus yards.
50-plus yards. Jeez. So, I got to think back here. Dan Marino?
Dan Marino is not even on this list.
Oh, fuck.
How recent are we talking?
I'm actually not great. I would say the 60s or 70s.
Oh, just fucking tell us.
Johnny Unitas with 51. Oh, God. John Hattle with 46. Peyton Manning, 46. Drew Brees, 44. Frank Tarkenton, 44. Tom Brady, 44. Brett Favre, 43. And then Eli Manning, 41. I wasn't expecting that. And then Aaron Rodgers, 39. So, hopefully Rodgers can catch or fucking pass up Favre this year. Who knows?
I just don't know how many 50-plus yard touchdown passes Rodgers is going to have. Since the Packers don't really have it.
If MVS can fucking do what he did against the Raiders.
That's true.
What was Aaron Jones on that screenplay against the Chiefs? Was that like 40? That was
67. So he added a few. If I remember. Yeah. That was, god damn, that was a fun game. You know what's crazy about that game, too? I was just thinking this, like, the other day. Rodgers threw 3 touchdowns in that game, and they were all the running backs.
Oh, yeah, he had that fucking ridiculous one to Jamal.
Yeah, Jamal Williams had that sweet diving catch.
Were we pretty drunk for that game? It seems like we remember most of it, though.
We were pretty fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Well, because we did our normal routine, and then the game was at 7:30, so. Some of those Sunday night games, you kind of, you know the score, you know the big plays that happen, but there's a lot of shit that you sometimes like, I don't know what the hell that was when that happened. But,
yeah.
Because Packers jumped out to a 14-0 lead in that game, right?
Yep.
I think. And then they got down, and then they came back, but.
Yeah, with number 2 coming, I've really been working on Evelyn with Packer names and stuff. Yep. And so, because I'm probably going to have to be watching her during the game. So, if that little shit's going to be hanging out with us, I don't want her to be a dumbass. We already kicked out one dumbass cunt out of the garage. So.
Jeez. That is.
But, yeah, I got her up to 3 players now. I'm working on, the points, touchdowns are worth with her, so.
What has she got? Quarterback, running back, and
receiver. So she's got both the Aarons and Devontae. She doesn't pronounce it as good as that, but she's she fucking knows them now, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you guys? I kind of saw something about Aaron Rodgers saying he's like ready to kind of show Jordan Love the ropes.
I did read that.
I don't think I honestly do think Rodgers is like. I kind of like the approach Rodgers is having. It's like, I know this guy got taken to be my replacement, but it's like, unless he shows something, there's nothing to fucking worry about. Like, 2 things are going to happen. Like, either Rodgers just keeps playing great and the Packers don't get rid of him. Fuck, I don't know. We've seen it before where sometimes, hell, you just make a bad pick.
Yeah.
That's why this Jordan Love thing. 2, it's like, let's just all relax. Fuck if he sucks. It was a terrible idea. And
the Patriots didn't move up, but when they took Garoppolo, they were probably thinking Brady wasn't going to keep up what he did. And Brady did, and
then they traded
Garoppolo. I mean,
now they got Stidman.
Yeah, and it sounds like they like him.
Cowherd was ripping apart the Patriots, saying that he's got no weapons. They're like, Tom Brady, like if he couldn't get it done in New England last year, how do you expect Stidman to do it? And I'm like, I just don't doubt anything Bill Belichick fucking does anymore. I just kind of like, I feel like that guy is just nuts and he'll
figure
it out. Speaking
of Bill Belichick, there's a video on Twitter with Randy, there's a video of Randy Moss in Bill Belichick's office inviting him to go to a costume party. That's fucking hilarious. That was like the most joy I ever seen Belichick. Yeah, you got costumes and candy.
That was the Bill Belichick football life, and then Randy Moss like, yeah.
And then they showed him. He dressed up as like a pirate there.
And how, dude? Belichick's wife is like our age.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I like younger chicks.
They
suck a lot better dick than older women
usually. God, how funny! That was so funny. The Friday of the draft, and Belichick's dog was just sitting in the chair.
Did you hear that? I don't know if he got. I don't think he got in trouble, but like somebody talked to him that he had to cover up his Apple.
Yeah.
On his computer.
Well, with like the draft, they put a warning out to all the coaches, like only sponsor things that sponsor the NFL. So then, of course, Sean Payton went complete opposite and had everything like Coke instead of Pepsi and. But yeah, so then he put a sticker over his Apple symbol.
But what kind of sticker? I don't even remember. Was it just some shitty?
I think it was like a Patriots. Was it a logo?
Oh, was it?
I don't remember. Yeah,
it's so funny.
So I got a 608 beer. It's a little bigger, so maybe I'll have a chance
little more
here.
Weight.
Kobe, still throw like a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you need a Busch Light?
Can't even get a fucking beer in my own garage.
Yeah.
Hey,
did any of you guys? Listen to or Rodgers' press conference on Friday?
I just read some highlights of it.
Yeah.
Sounded really awesome.
I mean, kind of like you guys kind of were just talking about that with Jordan Love. He came out, he's like, it's nothing against Jordan Love. Like, what'd this guy do? He's like, I look forward to working with him.
Mm-hmm.
He did say he was like disappointed,
shocked
with the pick.
Yeah.
But then he kind of left it as the Packers have to play for the present and the future.
And I respect that. Like, yeah, I saw that he said, like, I've always had good relationships with backup quarterbacks, and I don't see that like changing with Love. So
yeah.
Which Roger, honestly, has always kind of said the right things.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's never been one to... He's too smart, I think, to say dumb shit.
He was really good. He avoided any, like, getting put in any positions. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I honestly don't know if Rodgers gets that pissed off with, like, management or, you know, like, stuff like that. What do you guys... Because... I feel like every time that people want to, like, make a big deal about some sort of, like, controversial shit, he, like, kind of blows it off. And, you know,
that,
like,
has to be so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's, like after that whole Love thing, the Tyler Dunn, Rob DeMosk, or...
Last offseason, that was.
Yeah, and it's just, like, these guys just starting up shit, and with how the media is now, you need those clickbait fucking articles, which
is
dumb.
I just think back to that, like, last year, like, when they just tore apart Rodgers, which I know we tear apart Rodgers, but like some of that shit I do think was fucking definitely made up. And it's like kind of like when Aaron Rodgers is like, JerMichael Finley, like, where are you coming up with this bullshit? When you got your neck broke, I went up by myself to the hospital after the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you weren't saying a fucking, nobody else was there. I was there. Nobody else was there. You know, like kind of shit like that. And even, like, fucking Greg Jennings, I mean, I kind of get it. Like, Greg Jennings kind of gets paid by fucking whatever news out or sports outlet or TV show to fucking just dog on Rodgers. But it's like, Jennings, we saw who made your ass in the NFL.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the Vikings or Miami and fucking...
He had two great quarterbacks.
Yeah. And...
I mean, he was a great receiver.
He was damn good, but once he got older, like... It just showed, like, yeah, he was a really good two.
Yeah.
Probably a borderline one. But, like, he got elevated because of quarterback play, so.
I think the media just hates, going back to Rodgers, that he just doesn't give them anything.
Yeah, that's, and they kind of have to make up their own.
Nothing that you can run with something Rodgers says.
But I just, like, I always just wonder, like, because Drew Brees, Tom Brady, they don't give you shit either.
Yeah.
That's why I just kind of wonder... It, like, how the fuck that always happens?
They probably got a good camp. Like, people around them kind of telling them, like, yeah.
Because it's not like he's fucking, like, Baker Mayfield or Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
You know, like, getting arrested, fucking partying and shit like that.
Yeah, we saw him try to chug a beer at a Bucks game. Yeah. He's definitely not Baker.
Somebody took him drinking that beer and then that Jordan watching that iPad thing, laughing.
I think I retweeted that. It was like a Chicago Twitter page that fucking had that. That was pretty funny.
There it is.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was good.
There was another video of Rodgers. I think he was at a golf event, and he signed. I think the kid was, like...
Mentally challenged.
Yeah. And he, like, signed his jersey, and the kid got so excited he started crying.
Yeah, I saw.
And then somebody's like, oh, great, the headline's going to be Aaron Rodgers makes kid cry.
Yeah.
Kobe! That's it.
Oh, son of a
bitch. One-pointer. Let's see what else I have to bring up here. Just bringing up random shit off Twitter.
Yep.
There is a fucking girl on Twitter. I'll show you guys this video. She does a drawing with the sunlight and, like, fucking magnifying glasses. And, like, she, like, it like, burns into the wood.
No shit.
It's like, fucking crazy.
Did you put that on her Twitter page?
I didn't.
Yeah, you should do that right now.
But, yeah, it's like,
we can watch it later.
It's like fucked up. I kind
of reminds me of like going to the Boston School Forest in elementary school with the magnifying glasses and burning leaves.
Yeah. Or ants.
Yeah, we'd fuck that shit up.
Yeah. I think I got another thing. Dude, you ever fucking watch videos on like swans or like geese?
Fucking attack.
This is
so mean.
This goose attacks this kid and he acts like he's going to be tough and then he just bails.
Those
fuckers are so mean.
Dude, they are, you ever go to Myrick? Like, do you ever, like...
I'll have to retweet that one, too.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Do you ever go down to Myrick Park? Like, on the
whenever
trail?
Whenever they have their gooselings or whatever.
Fuck, dude. And them goddamn... Those fucking geese get loose.
Yeah, it's... I just see so many videos of fucking geese. They're assholes.
They, like, fucking hiss. Like, it's weird. Like, one time, like, we and I were walking, and, like, I've never seen Juno get scared of another animal. This fucking goose just, like, I don't even know. It was like, and I was like, we, like, kind of took off running a little bit. Juno, like,
fucking Zarecki run away like it's a fucking velociraptor.
Or a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the last time we went to Myrick, Juno had a fucking snake, like, in his mouth, but it slithered out. He's so mad.
Yeah, I put something on Twitter. Both you guys, good old Penny, Juno, and Porkchop, the old agility trainer.
You get those three together. There's, oh my god.
Just think of Porkchop and agility training.
I was trying to think which dog would be which, and I really couldn't think. I was like, because I could literally see all three of them doing the same thing. Yeah. Like,
I for some reason thought Porkchop would be the one pulling it.
Just strictly size.
Actually, was there one that was kind of like being serious? Because that would be Penny.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was actually a lighter dog.
Yeah, okay. Because Penny would kind of be the serious one. Like, Juno would probably just do whatever to piss everybody off.
Juno was definitely the one riding on that.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys my fucking dog's been just hammering bird seed?
So we have
bird feeders now, and some seed falls on the ground. She just hammers it, and that's all her shit is now is fucking sunflower seeds. I don't know if it's good or not.
Not getting enough grain.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
I mean, it's better than the leaves she used to eat on the deck, so. Jesus.
That dog is so worthless. She still eats random. Like, the tree outside will drop shit on her deck. She'll go around and eat every little single one of them.
I remember when Juno was a puppy, and Juno taught, Penny taught Juno how to eat sticks. Yeah. He used to be really obsessed with eating sticks, but he doesn't really eat sticks
anymore.
She
was out there yesterday. My parents came for the first time since all this dumb bullshit started. And Penn was out there fucking hammering sticks.
Yeah.
Doesn't eat them, just like chews them up.
Yeah, Juno actually, he doesn't even really look at them anymore.
Really?
Now he just got, there's been so many fucking rabbits in the backyard that he goes out there, he just tries to hunt them, and it's just...
Yeah. I was thinking we should start a new segment. Whenever day we do a podcast, like, any significant sports stories, if they're out there. And I saw one for today, and I think all three of us will think it was awesome. A hungover David Wells throws a perfect game at Yankee Stadium against the Twins.
That's so awesome.
I forgot about David Wells.
Yeah. He was just getting fucked
up. Yeah, but
up.
I hung over. I'm like, fuck, yeah.
I think it was also, I saw it this morning, Ben Sheets' 18 strikeout game.
Oh, was against the Braves?
16 years ago, I think it was. Today.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was a crazy
God
game.
Damn.
His slider, curveball was just nasty that day.
16 years ago, so that'd be what, 2004?
I think that's what it said, yeah.
It's just like... So, like, I just graduated high school. Just fucking crazy, like 16.
You're probably blacked out, huh?
Oh, for sure. I was drunk as fuck. I was such a shitbag once I started drinking in high school. Holy fuck. My mom's just like, dude, you were such a good kid. Like, what the hell happened? I'm like, alcohol?
Alcohol got the best of you.
Yeah, but...
Actually, Schiff tagged me in a post this morning.
Oh, was it about the G League?
No, it was a year ago. We went to game two, the Bucks versus Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schiff and I going to Bucks game, Bucks playoff games. Against Toronto, it's like a curse. Two times in a row, looks like the Bucks are going to beat the shit out of them. It didn't happen.
So I think Tom Olgren, I don't know if he listens to us. But
Tommy O?
Yeah, he had something with Silver Metal Brewing, and he had some sweet hats. So I actually reached out to Silver Metal Brewing to ask where they are, and they said in Adams, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I think it's, is that north?
Up here?
Of Point, I think, right? I have no fucking clue. I'm terrible at directions.
I think it's between La Crosse and Point. Like, if you take 21.
21.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Like Adam
but yeah, they got back to me.
we should go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might be our first sponsor that actually gives us money.
and isn't
a sex toy.
and it'll give us actual gear. So I'm wearing this Point After hat.
Yeah. Hot Point after? Are they flying or
no, what? No, not yet.
Oh.
No?
They got quite the BS. They're not open, but you can come in and get drinks and sit there and talk to them.
Oh.
So they're serving food from 4 to eight, like to go. A little, but they're serving cocktails from 12 to 8. So like unless you're gonna come in at noon and wait 4 hours for your food.
It's so funny just how like everything like as far as now opening, it's like you don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I just today at work, Tony came by.
Oh yeah,
he's opening up the first. So
what's up, you motherfuckers?
Yeah, he was fucking. He brought a buddy. We all shook hands. Like it was kind of telling Evers to go suck a dick, I fucking kind of want to do.
I heard he opened up his restaurant. The day that it got announced, like immediately.
Evers has a restaurant?
No,
no. Tony.
Oh, he said, "Yeah, we're fucking packed. Just can't even fucking keep up."
Yeah, he was actually said Kevin from Airmark told me he was doing good the whole time.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can't wait for that. I kind of missed that motherfucker.
Yeah, it was awesome talking to him. He's just Anna kind of missed the fucking food he brings over.
Actually, yeah, you know, there's been like a lot of times where I'm just sitting there at work. I'm like, why? Like, am I so fucking hungry? And I'm like, oh yeah, because Tony didn't bring over a 14-pound Euro.
Yeah.
Oh, at least now we don't have to get Euro meat anymore if he continued the
Euro. Yeah, that's true.
We were making, because he would bring over, like, the Euro meat, and we would put it on pizzas. So, like, then he's been gone for the last 2 months. We started getting kind of popular, so then we had to order Euro meat. So, yeah, hopefully we can get him back. You finding where Adams is here?
Yeah, it's, I think Pete was right. So, well, wait.
Is it kind of by the Dells?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Yep. It looks like when on 90, I take that left. Otherwise, you can take that right to go to the Dells. Eau Claire or whatever exit.
Yeah, I take that too.
Yeah, so it seems 21. Like you would take the right to go to the Dells and it would be right off there. So fucking kind of close. We should maybe go.
That'd be kind of sweet.
I just randomly fucking saw it on Twitter and I thought their hats looked fucking sweet.
Maybe we could do a podcast, get in the car, have Pav drive us while we drink beer all the way there.
Yeah. Have Evelyn.
Have Evelyn drive us.
Dada Bio. She can't really pronounce her R's yet, but. Oh, I thought there was a few other fucking things I wanted to bring up. Anything you want to bring up, Pete?
Well, we got a live NASCAR rolling today at 3:30.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to bring that
3:30,
up.
3:30, yeah. Darlington.
Yep. I figured Z would have the old Kyle Busch on. I tried putting on the 88 hat. It didn't fit my dome.
There's a surprise.
Actually,
not many fucking do.
I didn't throw away the 18 hat, but I was going through some hats that I'm like, yeah, this hat's like fucking 10 years old. I'm not wearing it again. So I threw some hats away. And kind of had the 18 sitting there. I'm like, oh no, you gotta keep that forever.
Oh yeah.
Till Kyle Busch hangs her up, then I'll get tossed. But
God, Kyle Busch is a cheese dick.
I like it. Hey, like Mark once told me, he's like, Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch could be like racing one and two, and he said they hate each other so much they just both fucking crash each other.
They're brothers and they hate each other?
Yeah, I guess they just no love.
Kind of like me and my brother. Just kidding. Just the old Twitter.
You know what? This whole podcast and Twitter and everything has really brought you two together, I feel.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hardo, there's been a little challenge put out.
Yeah, I was telling Pete before you got here, Z, that I kind of want to start training for that beer mile. Ooh. I was actually telling him, because at first we were thinking of doing it at a track. I'm like, well, I don't think you can bring beer on Central's track or lacrosse.
Yeah.
UWL's
we could do Central.
But I think my block right here is exactly 400 meters, like a quarter mile, what you need.
So we could do it kind of like we used to do in elementary school, do that four times and call it.
Well, with the beer mile, you run a 400,
drink a beer, run a 400, drink a beer. So now you'll have an excuse to throw up.
Hey, I was like, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
How do you keep that down?
That's why I kind of want to, we should do fucking all the listeners come here and we fucking do it. See, my brother would, I think, easily win. But,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or I'm going to trip him.
Or Bobcat would just drink four beers before.
I've gone trail running with my brother. He might trip himself. We were fucking running on trails in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yeah.
His wife was doing a Ironman, and he legitimately almost fell down the side of a fucking mountain. Like,
no shit.
Maybe not a mountain, but he tripped, and it was going to be a far fall if he went down. And
fuck.
So the trail we went on was like fucking 4 or 5 miles straight up, and then you got to come down, and that's where he fell. And like, I could tell he was pissed that he tripped, but I was like holding in my lap and running at the same time. It was fucking hilarious.
I could just see Dan just,
motherfucker, we were pissing fucking his wife off. It was like the day before Ironman. Usually got to get like mentally ready, and we're out at this park, like, having her take gay pictures of us, like, bending over. And she's just like, I fucking hate you, too.
Just keeping Marie loose.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of beer do you think you'd go with?
He said a double IPA. Yeah.
That's the old, like, he's calling us hardos, like.
He texted me today. He said that double IPA might kill me.
I'm like, that is, yeah, that's absolute. How long do we have to train? Because I got to start running.
Yeah, I had said we should set a date, but, I mean, we can do it whenever. I'm thinking maybe September or something.
Okay, I was going to say
Just so it's maybe a little cooler then. You got the summer if you want
to train. Coronavirus is going to be bad.
Or I'm thinking not even training and trying it would be hilarious, too.
Dad,
could your wife bitch at you if you're exercising and drinking beer at the same time?
No.
That's, yeah.
She fucking Laquita hammered two beers before I came over today.
Oh, is she fucking pumping and dumping?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Jalen getting a little side buzz?
I don't want to bring up your wife's breast milk, but Pap said she's like loaded with it.
Legit. We got the upstairs freezer full.
Yeah.
I mean, I told her,
so
hey.
So weird we brought this up.
I know, right? People are like, what the fuck?
Dude, fuck this podcast.
We're getting this fucking quarter of a cow, which is like 130 fucking pounds, and like our basement freezer is fucking jammed. Like, I remember you telling me that before. You're like, yeah, you better fucking have that thing empty. And I'm like, I don't have much in there besides breast milk right now. It's just fucking
stupid. I'm going to have to move some shit around.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have breast milk. I just had some other random shit. But yeah. It usually takes up my entire fucking
freezer.
I don't have a huge chest freezer, but.
Yeah, because I'm like, I told her, I said, hey, like, you can't. I know you think this shit's like gold, but like, you know, you can dump some of it out. It's okay.
Good fucking luck.
If you guys dump out a fucking pound of goddamn breast milk, who gives a shit?
Yeah, you fucking.
He's gonna start having some new coffee creamer.
Oh yeah.
I don't think there was like one day like she I like grabbed the bottles and I like, dumped them in. I like, got like a little bit on my hand, like just how warm it was. It like kind of like reminded me of the old days when you like get some fucking
right from the old cow.
Yeah, it, like you just warm milk.
I didn't know where you're going with the old days.
Yeah, not good. But actually, you know what? I gotta. I'm sure Petey's parents listen to the podcast.
Fuck yeah!
I gotta thank Lee and Dave for the Target gift card.
Oh
yeah, and just how important I am to the Petersons. They sent that with Petey's birthday card.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they said yesterday.
That was going in too, I think.
Pete should be two for two.
Yeah, the Kembe's gone. No. Another thing I saw on Twitter, fucking, you know how I absolutely hate gender reveals?
Yep.
This fucking dick cheese, they're trying to do like a soft toss to the fucking guy. He struck out.
He
missed all three fucking times.
Three times. I mean, I could see once.
Yeah. So it's just like,
and they're probably, you know, I mean, even if you pitch it inside them, you can still.
No, she was like lobbing it up, like
she was maybe from me to the bar away, like just underhand tossing.
The only thing easier would have been if it was on a tee.
Do you think
that cocksucker might have missed it too?
Speaking of that, you see Braun Strowman hammering softballs off a tee. The old WWE.
I know who he is, but
I saw it before I came over here. He had like a. He had a home plate. Look it up. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. He's just hammering like softballs, like just crushing them.
I mean, the guy's a giant.
Off a tee. Like, you know how hard that is? The fucking like bomb balls off a tee.
Yeah, because it's not coming
in
at all.
Like, you gotta hit that fucker square. Yeah.
Like, God, do I fucking suck at softball. I'm so bad.
I don't think you're actually that bad.
Really?
Holy shit. Look at that.
That guy looks like the giant from The Longest Yard.
Yeah. Schiffel like that. Or what? How do you say his last? Is it Stroman?
Stroman, yeah.
Stroman, sorry.
He's currently the champ.
I haven't watched wrestling in
Speaking
so
of that, I heard Gronk has held the belt for the longest or something.
Yeah, they created some BS 24/7 belt just to try to some filler time on WWE.
Yeah.
So then Gronk won it at WrestleMania, but then he hasn't been back since.
Yeah.
I actually just, until you brought that up, I kind of forgot Gronk was supposed to be on WWE.
Yeah, he signed a contract, yeah. And then his girlfriend was on like a Barstool thing on Friday night, and she said that she didn't know that he was going back until a week before it got announced.
Really?
He finally told her, like, yeah, so I'm going to get traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's so funny how, like, he kind of, I mean, not forced, I guess kind of forced his way out. Basically, it was like, I'm done fucking playing unless, like, do him and Brady, are they just, like, that great of a friends, I wonder? Like,
I think so. And I think Gronk, he's just like, if I'm going to get my fucking brain smashed in, I at least want to have fun.
Fun doing it.
And
yeah.
The Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the best franchise in the last decade for a reason, because they have no fun.
Like, kind of like when Gronk, like when I was reading that, like kind of last year when Gronk retired, and he's just like, it was just mentally exhausting. You know, he's like, you win a fucking game. He's like, dude, the NFL, everyone's fucking good. Like, no matter what the record is, everyone's good. And he's like, you'd win a game by, like, fucking 10 points or something. Belichick would be like, we should have beat this motherfuckers by, like, 31 points. You know, like, it's just like, I could just imagine where it's like, you don't feel any satisfaction of anything that you accomplish.
And yeah.
It's just like, it has to be fucking draining.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this, Z, kind of being parents, that you kind of have to find that nice little middle where you don't want to, when your kid takes a, when they're younger, when they take a shit, you probably do want to give them a high five. But
yeah.
Like when they do just horse shit stuff and act like it's the greatest thing alive, or you also don't want to tell them like to never be proud of them either.
Yeah, you got to just find that happy.
And I think Bill, is a little too far the other way. Where
yeah, and it's just like, yeah, I get it. Like, you want to be great, but it's like legitimately did not seem like anybody had any fucking fun there.
Yeah.
And I used to think, like, the Spurs and the Patriots are kind of the same, you know, like, as far as no fun and this and that. But I'm like, even the Spurs seem like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, like, I saw something on Twitter saying that, do you think Tim Duncan's, like, the least appreciated, like, superstar in sports?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, hands
down.
I think because he's so dull and he didn't really give you much that Kobe...
Oh, there's the rim. That's going to come down, I think.
Well,
Kobe!
You're not going to hit it anyways.
Shit. Speaking of the Spurs, I saw a ranking that came out today. It was how like NBA ranked their players kind of all time, like based on their careers. And it was a comparison between Tony Parker and Russell Westbrook. Hmm. And Russell Westbrook was like 48 and Tony Parker was in the 60s. So, like, basically, if you look at, like, individual statistics and that stuff, Russell Westbrook was way higher than Tony Parker's got four titles.
I would hands down take Tony Parker over Russell Westbrook. Not even a fucking question. Like, Parker in his prime?
Because he's a true point guard.
Yes.
It was crazy. Like, Tony Parker only had six All-Star games.
Was that the list where Giannis was, like, 27? I saw an NBA list where Giannis was 27 and people were freaking.
Oh, actually, I meant to bring it up on Wednesday, but I'm kind of glad we didn't know. So, in that Last Dance thing, this is kind of funny. So, this is when Michael Jordan retired. The Bulls are still pretty fucking good. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're down 2-1 to the Knicks. And they throw the ball in, Phil Jackson designs a play. So, Michael Jordan is retired. He's playing baseball. They design a play for Tony Kukoc. Scottie Pippen just sits on the bench, refuses to come in. Because Phil Jackson wants Scottie to throw the ball into Kukoc. Because it was going to be kind of a pass that you'd have to kind of throw over the guy.
Yeah.
And fucking Pippen's like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. So fucking Jackson said, well, fuck him. he threw somebody, some other random guy out there to inbounds the ball, and then Kukoc hit the game winner. And, like, Scottie Pippen was, I guess, here's why I guess I kind of see why Scottie Pippen was a little upset, because who was the best player on the Bulls when Michael Jordan's not there? Scottie Pippen.
Bill Wennington?
That guy seems pretty funny. He was on Phil Michaels, actually, the other day. But anyway, so, like, Scottie Pippen got all, like, butthurt that the play wasn't designed for him, for the game winner. And I was kind of thinking that. I was like, what made me think about that, I'm like, okay, if the Bucks are in a similar situation where you have to inbounds the ball from the sidelines, they're not drawing the play up for Giannis. Unless it's a lob, right? You're going to probably draw it up for Middleton.
I mean, yeah, if you need a jump shot, I don't know why you would. But if you don't have time to, like, drive, yeah, I don't know why you'd.
So that's why I was like, Scotty, like, you got to fucking think about it here, bud. Like, the reason why you didn't get the fucking, you're not getting the last shot is because Kukoc can fucking nail that fadeaway jumper from 15 away. You're not nailing that.
Yeah.
Like, and Scotty was, like, trying to defend himself. I'm like, okay, there's 1.8 seconds left. You know, like, Scotty, like, put his ego in front of
the team.
Yeah, like, kind of knowing what's best for the team. And, like, then Kukoc caught it, nailed it, and Scotty just sat on the bench while everybody celebrated.
Yeah. I'm not huge into basketball. Did the Knicks end up winning that series? Right?
Or? They did win that series,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I was going to say, who did they play then?
Beat them in seven, and then the Rockets beat the shit out of the Knicks.
Okay. That's with Hakeem, Clyde.
Yep, that was a damn good team. And then the next year, Jordan came back like middle of March when baseball had the strikeout or lockout, whatever the fuck, in 95. And then the Magic beat him.
Okay, yep.
Magic was good. They had Shaq. They had Horace
Penny
Grant.
Penny Hardaway?
Yep. Horace Grant. He left.
I saw that Michael Jordan, did you tell me that? Or Michael Jordan told, like, people on the plane to not let Horace Grant eat after he had a bad game.
I don't, you know, it's so weird because, like,
that's a little fucked up.
You know, it's super weird with that whole thing because Horace Grant gets interviewed a lot. So Horace Grant was there from, I think, 87 to 94. And then he
Hashtag Rexpecs.
Yeah. Then he went to the Magic. And I don't know, Horace Grant just kind of got a bad rap by it. Like, actually, none of the other teammates, Jordan kind of just laughs about it. Pippen says, like, Grant was amazing. Horace Grant was amazing. And then, like, when he left, like, that's why they had to go out and get Rodman. Because Horace Grant, like, was such a big piece for that team that nobody appreciated. And even, like, Horace Grant's, like, we're kind of like, where do you guys come up with this shit? Like, he's just kind of laughing, like, why are you guys saying, like, I fucking didn't get to eat or hate Michael Jordan and this and that. Like,
well, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, man.
Speaking of Horace Grant, so when Shaq was making his decision with the Magic to move, like, decision was coming. Apparently Shaq had called Horace Grant. Call comes up. Horace Grant ignores it, never calls him back. Then 2 days later, Shaq made the decision to go to
L.A.
So, like, Horace Grant was like, that was, like, if you ever think of, like, one call that I wish I had answered, that might have been the one.
Did he knew it was Shaq? He just said, like, fuck him?
Yeah, he was, like, busy with something, and he just never called him back. And
I think Shaq was leaving anyways. Jerry West fucking had that motherfucker sold. I heard Jerry West and Shaq, actually, after Kobe died, on that TNT special, when they did it, like, right after Kobe's death, Pratt, I'm looking at my phone, Pratt, Texas. But anyways, Jerry West told Shaq that I'm going to get you the next best thing in the NBA. And that was right before the NBA draft, and that's when they got Kobe. And Shaq was like, sign me up. But so I don't know, that I heard that too, so I wonder if Shaq was calling
me. Maybe
like,
just let him know.
Yeah, but I know, like, Penny Hardaway was devastated. But, like, Penny Hardaway, I don't know if there's a guy who probably was fucking so good but could never stay healthy.
Grant Hill?
Yeah, he was another one.
God damn, Grant Hill was good.
Pete's Duke.
He was
so
the first
good
player who I had his shoes. Do you know who he was sponsored by?
Was it
Fila? Oh. I think I was, my chubby little ass, I think I was in like third or fourth grade, and I had some feel of Grand Hills.
Kobe.
Man. I don't know how, but some chick on Twitter follows us that just like posts whenever Nikes are debuting, like these sick, like $100, $200 pair of shoes, but I'm just like, I don't even know how she found us. Maybe,
yeah, we get
maybe it's spam. I don't know. Something we might have lost a follower. I don't know who.
Go away, Baton.
Yeah,
we lost a follower.
We might have. I thought we were at 55, but no.
Oh,
well.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe my social distancing and some of the tweets I have about the government are fucking pissing people off.
We had some funny tweets yesterday.
Yeah. How come every picture was of me and just fucking wasted?
Why didn't you take a picture of us?
Because then you had to function with the phone and then try to post it.
I don't think Pat was ever pissed, but like, dude, there were so many times, like the last hour, I was like, okay, I think this is the last game. Oh, shut up, bitch.
I was thinking, I was like, when you kept saying last game, I was like, oh, Pat must be going inside. And then I like finally got the hint, like, oh, it's the last game, like we're done playing cards. I'm like, well, this sucks.
The best part was, how the fuck did it even start with the... she wants some deer.
Yeah, I think I don't know how it started, but I'm like,
did Rico say she wants the dick?
Yeah, and she's like, no.
And I was like, oh, I don't even know what the hell. And somehow you're just in there, like, you raise your hand, like, I have some D.
it kind of reminded me of Dwight in the Office. I want some man meat.
Yeah. Dude, that was some funny shit.
If you ever want to see if fucking someone piss off their wife, just hang out with fucking natal.
Yeah.
Especially when she can't drink, too.
Well, that's, like, probably the worst. I mean, like, when you're just sitting there sober, that's, I think, just more frustrating than anything. I would be.
Yeah. Pissed. I mean, just imagine having to deal with me sober.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sounds like a terrible job.
Actually, you know what else I forgot to bring up, too? A shift texted me last week that the Bucks and the Bulls are like the two teams that almost got Rodman.
Huh.
I did not. Because Shift texted me, I was like, I never even knew that there was a rumor.
I guess I never thought about this. Who was even on the fucking Bucks when the Bulls are beating the shit out of everyone? I didn't fucking know.
I can't tell. Probably Big Dog was probably young. Ray Allen was probably like, I mean, the Bucks probably had Big Dog and Ray Allen, so they probably like, we got some pieces here to work with.
How did Big Dog go to Purdue? Remember those socks he used to wear?
Yeah.
And then everyone fucking started doing it.
Big Dog was always, like, that guy, I was a big, Big Dog fan.
Oh,
I
loved that guy. Me too. I had a jersey.
You know what's so funny, like, watching that Last Dance thing, too, is, I don't know if we ever brought it up, just, like, how many shots that they would take back in the day in the 90s. That you're like, if you watched in today's NBA, you'd be like, oh my God, it's a fucking terrible shot. Because it'd be like an 18-foot two-pointer. When you're like, hey, back that shit up 4 feet, 5 feet,
yeah.
Three. You know what I mean? Like, there's just, like, Michael Jordan, I think about that. I'm like, if Michael Jordan would have played, because I'm guessing he would have worked his ass off on the three-point shot. He wasn't like a guy that would shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah.
So, like, I always kind of think back, I'm like, if Michael Jordan would play in today's NBA, so you know, that one thing where it was like he would average 40 a game, I'm like, fuck, if he would learn how to shoot threes, he might average 45 a night, 50. Like,
yeah.
And but he would also shoot a fucking ton, because that's what he always did. That whole Steve Kerr thing, too, where he fucking punched him in the face. It was kind of funny, like, Kerr, like, kind of admitted, like, he just wasn't going to back down. He was, like, kind of pissing. But he was kind of rose-bowling a little bit.
I think the only person Steve Kerr has backed down to in his entire career is China, right? Hey-o!
Zing!
Fuck you, Steve Kerr.
He's such a douche.
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
You know what's crazy? That stupid bastard's got, like, 10 fucking rings between coaching and playing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how we got discussing the whole China and NBA thing again. Pav and I were.
Yeah.
And it just like, I just fucking hate all those dipshits from the NBA who just have no problem dogging on the United States.
Yeah.
Have no problem just shitting on the country. And then, oh, wait, oh, China, sells a lot of my shit. Oh, I can't say anything about their fucking regime. I know we already went over this.
Silence.
So it's just like, fucking just.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's so funny. Literally the whole season, we didn't hear a word about politics.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I told Pap, too. I said, oh, it's kind of funny. LeBron has not sent one tweet during this whole thing about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Or ever since that happened, because I'm sure maybe the NBA or his agent's just like, dude, you look like a fucking dumb hypocrite.
Yep.
Fucking shitting on Trump when you're just bowing down to
China.
Fucking, I don't even know how to pronounce Zhao. Zhao. I don't know.
Oh, well,
they're probably listening right now.
Yeah, they're probably like, we're going to shut this fuck.
Fucking
we're
Mongolians.
We're shutting
the fucking wall.
Two beards, one garage, last episode.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get fucking axed.
They're pulling the fucking plug on this shit for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if my fucking computer just shuts down.
Right, that'd be so funny.
Big middle finger from China.
Yeah. Actually, I did see, though, the NBA. Again, I don't know how I feel about this. They said they would have, like, possibly looking into having, like, 5,000 people.
If you're going to put 5,000, fuck it, pack it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just, yeah.
You know, okay, the other thing we were kind of talking
about.
The other thing we were.
Stupid shit.
Remember at work we were kind of talking about this to, like, one of our customers? How, like, so you can't have this amount of people in a certain fucking space, whatever. So what's going to happen in the NFL in September or for preseason games? Like, I asked my sister, Kayla, how many people go on a fucking plane, like, on a away game for the Vikings? She said, like, it was like 160 or something. It was like under 200, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so they're all going to be on one fucking jet. And that jet's, I mean, it's sure, like, it's going to be big, but at the same time, it's like, that's a lot of people on a jet with this pandemic. Oh, fuck.
I'm starting to.
You're feeling it now.
I'm starting to get the old shot. I think I was trying to do the PD my last time.
You put a little touch on that one. Yeah. But, like, so you're going to throw 160 people on a fucking, on a plane, right? So how is that, like, safe? And then on top of it, you're going to then have, what, how many guys suit up on game day? 46? I think they changed it. Well, let's just say 100-plus people, plus all these coaches. So, like, how many people? There's still going to be a shit ton of people on the sidelines. And I don't know how you think we need to social distance, and then but we're going to play football, sweat on each other, spit on, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so fucking dumb.
I mean, kind of what I guess what they're thinking is all of their employees that they're traveling with, they're going to be controlling and testing. And they can control, you know, their own
environment.
Like, it's kind of like what the UFC did. The UFC has tested every person multiple times to make sure that they don't have it.
I mean, are we going to have to be sitting there in sports and all of a sudden you get an update fucking Friday or Saturday that a player tested positive and they can't play?
Or does, like, the whole team out then? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, do you have to forfeit?
Yeah, like, all of a sudden you're sitting there and Aaron Rodgers is out testing.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's
I don't know. I don't
know. Think of the swings and fucking betting and shit.
Oh,
like,
my.
That fucking.
Yeah. Well, they're right there.
An insider on the corona test.
Yeah. Curtis Porter will be on it. He'll know everything.
I already knew that.
fuck you, Jeff.
You guys are fucking idiots. I fucking knew that last Wednesday Aaron Rodgers had corona.
Colby King's going to score less than 5.5 points. Won so much money on it.
Good old shout out to Curdy.
I love when Pete calls him out. He's like, you're not getting shit for it because he didn't even play. And Kurt's like, oh, they fucking paid up. It's like, no, he didn't suit up. He said he's leaving the team.
Pete, what do you think your first bet will be?
Oh, man. I thought about.
Are you going to get back into her, or is it time off kind of?
Oh, fuck no. I'm head
first. All right, good.
I was just saying, I can't wait to hear Petey's wild fucking betting night.
Him and fucking Morrissey will try to parlay some fucking bullshit.
Dude, remember that last time we hung out with Morrissey and Petey together on the UFC fights in January?
That was a Conor cowboy fight, right?
Dude, yeah. I've never seen Morrissey so, like, kind of like, fuck me. Like, dude, the fiance just gave him one of those looks and was like, you motherfucker.
We're saving up for a wedding and you're losing fucking a grand.
Two months, maybe that's why their wedding got canceled. Morrissey.
Morrissey's fucking thankful for Corona. Yeah.
Morrissey's like, thank God we got Corona.
God, we were throwing some stupid bets.
I made out well that night.
I lost probably fucking $80, I think.
I ended up doing good that night, but then we went to Bluffside, and then later that night I put a lot of money on the Packers versus the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't work.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I don't know why. I thought the Packers were going to fucking, maybe not beat the Niners in the championship game, but I thought it was going to be a fucking battle.
I was a lot
battle.
More confident.
Because I was thinking, like, okay, like, because every team that played the Niners in their division, when they played them the second time, they kind of knew the pass rush, kind of, and I was like, oh, okay, I think we're going to put up a fight here, and then it was just like, nope.
What is your guys' take on, I see it kind of on Twitter, the Snacks signing him. He's still out there.
Seems like that seems to be the big momentum, you know, like, let's go get him.
Is that guy's Damon Harrison?
Yeah.
The scary thing about that is a guy with the nickname Snacks and all this downtime.
Yeah, that's...
He's kind of like one of those... He's kind of in that position where, if he's at like 320, 325, he's probably okay.
Okay, yeah.
But if he's up to 340, he's going to be a liability.
I also think that's why he's still a free agent.
Without a team being able to bring him in and see where he's at.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, because he'll definitely, if the Packers do sign him, he'll definitely be one of those guys that weighs in on Friday before games to make sure he's at a certain weight. Otherwise he's getting fined. What the fuck do you think Eddie Lacy's doing right now?
Eating Chinese food?
Just hammering Chinese food and crawfish? God, that guy was just such a...
So funny. He just, like, didn't care about football, really. It seemed
I don't blame him. And I'm glad that he kind of, like, even makes it, like, seem like today. Like, on Twitter, I'll watch, like, see some... He'll pop up, and people will be like, you're a fucking piece of shit. And he's like, bro, like, you can call me that. Like, it's my life. I didn't love football. I was just good at it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why I don't get why... Like, Ricky Williams, too. Like, everyone just gets so mad at him, too. It's like...
What do you think B.J. Raji's doing right now?
Oh, holy fuck. That's a name. When the fuck did he retire? Was it 2016?
Yeah, it kind of fucked some shit up.
Yeah.
For the Pack. They weren't ready for it.
Yeah, because...
The crazy thing with him is he's just been, like... Out of like, you don't even hear anything or stories or anything.
Honestly, after you just brought that name up, I'm like, holy fuck. Yeah, I haven't heard or thought of it.
I mean, I see him up on the fucking walls here in the garage sometimes. But yeah, it's like, we got him in the.
I think it's just that one.
Oh, just that one? But yeah, I mean, like, he just didn't fucking care either. Which, again, I don't blame these guys for not, you know, fuck. Make your millions, get the fuck out of there. I mean,
I'm good at fucking, but I don't love it.
Yeah. Gets tiring.
I mean, yeah, fucking
do
it.
Do we need a special guest to give an opinion on that?
Nah, that bitch can stay inside.
Actually, I don't even know. Actually, if, like, we had Pav on for a fucking podcast and you started drinking, like, Pav would just be bitching at you so much. It'd be kind of funny.
Not about the drinking,
just the stupid shit.
Josh,
correct.
Yeah, she'd be like, Jesus Christ, Josh.
Yeah.
Harky,
that's
like,
enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, fucking, Evelyn's been fucking saying that sometimes. Harky, because Pav yells at me so often.
God damn. Oh, actually, I was going to bring that up earlier, but it kind of slipped my mind. Last night when I got home from playing cards here at the garage, what did you get home around midnight, probably?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. So get home around midnight, you know, kind of in that in between where I'm like, I don't need a meal, but I need a snack kind of before bed. So I fucking go in the cupboard. I got some Cajun trail mix, and I started hammering.
Baby.
Turn around, so I'm like, okay, this isn't one of those where you take two handfuls and go to bed. So
take the old container.
Yeah. So then I'm like, then I can enjoy it. I can, you know, take about 10 handfuls. I don't know.
I know Z and his Cajun trail mix. Oh, yeah. That bag might be empty.
No, there's still some left, but Man, I did pull myself together. Like, okay, like, that's enough. Like, let's. So anyways, I had the TV on, and I'm watching the fucking Korean Baseball League. I mean, fans in baseball, I don't think even fucking matter.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would be playoff baseball. You'd notice it.
Yeah, like, but regular season game.
Middle of July.
I even turned the volume up a little bit because I'm like, I just got to hear how awkward this is and shit. And I'm like, fucking, I don't know. I'm like, they kind of, because, like, half the time I feel like, yeah, regular season baseball, especially Brewer games, I don't watch really any other teams, so I don't know. It seems like Wrigley, I would say, the fans are pretty in tune. Yeah. St. Louis. But I'm like, when a game's at Miller.
Cup's fucking real. Yeah,
we got the best fans in the whole world. Anyways. Oh, also. Hey,
Kobe.
Rico, I gotta call. I'm gonna call him on. I forgot to call him on it yesterday. I looked up that fucking. Remember the Aroldis Chapman trade when he said, well, they traded Soler. And I said, yeah. Soler got traded to the Royals. Yeah. Soler got traded to the Royals, and Gleyber Torres got traded to the Yankees.
Did he cry? No.
No, that was the
Mets.
He was going to be a Brewer, too. Something or something. God, I can picture the guy.
So you know more about the Cubs than that hardcore Cubs.
That's what I was honestly going to say. I'm like, I know more about the Cubs than Rico knows about the Cubs.
Can't wait to get a text when he listens.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are fucking douchebags.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm like, no, dude. Gleyber Torres got traded to the Yankees for fucking Chapman. And Soler just got, they basically just said, like, get the fuck out of here and trade him to the Royals.
The only big issue with MLB not having fans is going to come down to
revenue.
Money.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
That's where it's going to turn, like, and that's where the decision.
So I did the
decision to what's more important.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I have money.
I think that's what it's going to go to.
So they said they lose $640,000 a game between tickets. I don't know what that meant, like, a day or a game. I'm guessing, like, each stadium. I'm assuming maybe that's what it means.
Isn't that just revenue, right? Like,
yeah,
obviously they're not going to, like, they're not selling hot dogs. They're not buying hot dogs. Like,
yeah, correct.
So, like,
yeah.
They're probably talking straight revenue of, like, what they would typically bring in with tickets.
Yeah, okay.
So they were doing, like, total profit.
No, they weren't doing profit. They were doing, like, cash in the door.
I mean, like, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit.
Well, then, like, the owners came out and said, in the current, if we're not having fans and we're playing an 82-game season, we're paying you what your contract's. I saw something that was like the players would make 85% of the revenue.
Yeah, right when you said that, I'm just like, so the players want to get, like, paid, of course, in their contract. And it's just like, well, the contract you signed was a contract that we thought fans were going to be there.
Yeah.
And that revenue's gone, so it's just like, yeah, I don't know. What was his
name?
Oh, my God.
Blake Snell. He's been getting a lot of people have been loving it. A lot of people have been hating it, which I don't know who that guy is.
He's a Cy Young winner in 2018.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That guy sound like a fucking hoodlum.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck. Where did that guy grow up?
I don't know. Baltimore, Maryland, probably.
I don't know. He spent enough time playing for the Rays. So.
Dude, I was going to say, that guy fucking...
Yeah.
He sounded like a white rapper.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's a fucking pitcher?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even, like... You don't even, like, think of him as a pitcher either. But he's fucking good. But, I don't know, I guess the way I look at it with him, it's like, okay, well, then don't fucking play.
Blake Snell reminded me of a guy that comes into Politos with, like, a wife beater and a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah.
And, like, just fucking rumbling, like...
Ear gouges.
Yeah, just like... What's your fucking deal?
I mean, to one extent, he's got an argument that if, you know, the team does better, gets extra revenue, the players aren't getting any of that extra revenue. So.
And then he said, I'm at risk.
I think he's
putting himself at risk.
I think he's saying he's putting himself at risk, like, for injury and, like, his future career.
Oh, I took it as risk, like. There's a cloud of coronavirus just fucking raining down the fucking...
That's how I took it.
Antibodies.
I was thinking, like, he was saying, okay, say he plays this year, say he tears up his elbow, didn't get paid what he deserved.
Okay.
And then now his future earnings, what is he going to do there? I thought that's how I took it.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, here we go, Pratt. Different opinions here.
Actually, Pete's probably right on that. Actually, now that I think about it. Because I was kind of thinking, I'm like, so you want to get paid, you want the money, but you think you're the only one that would be at risk? Like, the pitcher's mound, when you pitch, is going to have corona?
What went through my head, I'm like, dude, you have a higher chance of taking a fucking liner off the dome than getting coronavirus and dying from it.
No shit. Like, that's a good point, too.
That's
right. Actually, I looked up while you guys were kind of talking about that. Blake Snell is from Seattle, Washington.
That fucking hipster?
Yeah.
I guess that's Portland, Oregon, but... Who was... Some comedian was talking... Oh, it was Andrew Schultz. Talking about Portland, Oregon. They're the most, like, cock-sucking motherfucking people out there. Like, Portland is just so judgmental, I guess.
That's probably why Drew moved there.
Probably. Oh, I should... Text Team LaPointe. He would like this guy.
He probably would, actually.
Speaking of hilarious shit, I started following this person on her Twitter account. The name is Tatiana McGrath. It's actually a dude that just just plays into the SJW shit and just blows it out, like, he agrees with all of it. Yeah. And just makes it a fucking joke, and it's fucking so funny. Like, this last tweet, the Vice article was, people of color experience climate grief more deeply than white people. That's what Vice put out, and he said, thank you, Vice, for another brave and important article. If the climate apocalypse does come, there's no doubt that minorities will be the worst off. Joe Rogan had this guy on his podcast, and he just trolls the shit out of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just, like, takes an article like that and agrees with it, and people don't know it's a dude.
Yep.
And they lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
So this brings up another, now that we're talking Twitter, I think Hardo Dan said someone needs to get a handle of their own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That is true. I kind of like being anonymous-ish.
Because it's pretty standard who's tweeting.
I know. So you can use it. You can tell. Like, the other day, I was so mad at myself when I had that Kobe tweet, and I fucking wasn't even thinking when I put, like, Harky when he's 9 deep on this natural light seltzers, and then me and Petey got 10 beers left. Like, and Kobe's just like, I don't know. What's there to be happy about? The job's not finished. I don't think it's done. Do you think it's done? And, like, well, I was so mad at myself though when I said Petey and I. So I named, I named Harky, Petey, and then I said I. And I'm like,
I always talk in the third person.
Yeah, and I was like, son of a bitch. I'm like, why didn't I put Z?
Yeah.
You know, like, because then you wouldn't have maybe been able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, keep it in mind. God damn it.
But yeah, like Pete said, usually you can tell which dumb fuck is
tweeting. Yeah.
Well, if it's at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you definitely have had a lot later tweets than I have.
Oh, man.
Since we opened that page up.
I tried to tell myself. Penny, of course, is useless. I have to let her out at 4. I'm like, do not look at your phone. Otherwise, if I do look up, I'm like, I'm up. I don't even try to go back to bed anymore. Just because when you go back to bed and all of a sudden, like 6:30 hits, like, ah, fuck, I'm tired.
Right.
But
that is true. So you can just start drinking some coffee right away and kind of get your day rolling.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll make a Twitter account, just a random one, and start trolling people like that one dude.
Yeah.
I think I could have some good fucking...
You don't seem like the kind of person that would just troll someone, though. Like, yeah,
that's true. I'm really respectful. Kobe.
I still can't get over that fucking attempt that Rico had the other night. He's like, Kobe! And I'm like, dude, what? And it hit the cord, like, right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta fucking chuck that thing. Can't fucking be shooting like a basketball.
Rico drinking Busch Light?
He was.
He was, yeah. Yeah, our boy Rico, if you want to see the old black market of fucking beer and shit.
Jesus.
That motherfucker brings out beer I didn't even know existed.
And it is all amazing.
Yeah,
it's all good. So we fucking go to the old, what's that, Silver Medal?
Oh, Silver Medal Brewing.
Yeah.
In Adams fucking County, or Adams, whatever.
I think it's Adams, Wisconsin, but it's still in Adams County.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I looked
that
up.
Is
you,
right.
You could take 21,
21,
and then where you hit that stop sign on 21,
Take a right?
Take a right, and you would go right to it.
Okay.
So, that would be super far from here.
No, hour and a half, maybe, tops.
I honestly, after this podcast, I might tweet him saying, hey, I don't know, we brought your brewery up on our podcast. I just thought your hats were sweet.
Can we, I wonder if they got direct message. Do you just DM them?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Harky's trying to slide into them DMs.
Yeah, I always hear that.
So, like, instead of, like, you know, kind of try to be, like, between, we could be between Two Beards, One Garage and their brewery.
I don't know how to do that on Twitter.
You just got to find it.
Okay, boomer.
You just got to find the little fucking envelope.
All of a sudden, you're going to look at DMs sent, and they're just all
because I tried to fucking
all these dick pics I send to Silver Metal Brewers.
I tried to, right? It'll be like, oh my god,
dude, what the fuck's wrong with this?
Because I tried to find Kobe King's. He doesn't have. He just started a Twitter page, so I was going to see if he's in lacrosse to fucking get him in the garage. But he doesn't have the old.
You ain't going to hammer Bush Light.
This sounds really dumb. But there was someone that ordered a pizza last week. His name was Bronson. I'm like, oh, maybe it's Caning. Maybe I'll tell him to come on the podcast. And he came in and just white trash losers.
No, we don't want Bronson on since fucking Dirtbag Gollin had him on.
Oh, still, Gollin had him on?
Gollin's still trying to hang on to that.
We don't have enough tattoos to get him on then, I guess. Gollin has a sleeve, right?
Oh, yeah. Gollin's such a douchebag.
He probably do you think, has some reason that thinking that like tattoos are make you smarter or something or what?
You know what just makes me just to this day just makes me just laugh. It's just how that dumb fuck acted like he knew more about the Bucks than I did.
Oh, how dare him!
Well, it just pissed me off because I'm like, oh my god, how many fucking games do you watch? When's the last time you watch a fucking Bucks game? And then Matt Fraley's like, oh, Gollin burned you. And then what happens? Jason Kidd gets.
Frey with another shutout.
Yeah, because Frey fucking thinks everything Gollin says is like fucking gold.
Oh boy.
Petey, you ever see that? Whenever Gollin like has something stupid on Facebook, Frey's always like, Gollin will be like, who wants to do a podcast together? And then like fucking Frey will be like, headphones plugged in, like computer ready to go, just let me know when. And Gollin, it's so funny though, because Gollin's always kind of like, ah, oh, fuck. Like,
what's Gollin's podcast about? Just
random. I don't even know if he actually has it. I haven't seen him. Putting anything on the old website in a while either.
He did one. He did one with, like, he did one with Bronson like way back,
like 5 years.
Oh, like when he was just out of college.
Then he did one with Ben Provisor.
Oh, nice.
When he like so in 2016
for the Olympics.
But like I don't know if he's actually anybody else.
And I'm gonna be completely honest. A lot of people get the old unfollow because if they post too much bullshit.
Well, he had
both of his pages got that.
I was gonna say maybe I did that.
You did that? You unfollowed him because he's just like just blowing up your shit or
just garbage? I don't know.
Maybe I did that too because I'm like I can't remember the last time I had a Jake Gollin.
God, this fucking podcast can take some weird fucking
turns. Yeah, it can.
Talking about a brewery we've never been to. Talking about Gollin.
Well, he hasn't posted anything since May 8th.
What a loser!
And before that was April 19th. So. Fuck, he must have just really fucking said fuck it.
Probably too busy beating dude.
Right? Well, I gave Gollin the scouting report versus fucking Jabari. Told him the fucking...
That was one time that I watched way less Bucks games than Z, and I was right about a player. And not saying you were wrong.
I was kind of in between.
Yeah.
I think you... I mean, what you said made a lot of sense.
I just said Jabari Parker... Doesn't make anyone around him better.
Yep.
He's like a Carmelo and just shittier.
I always thought that Jabari could be one of those bench players that could come off, get you a 25 one night.
I don't know Jabari's background, but he seems like he maybe, I don't want to say didn't have a hard life, but he didn't seem like mentally strong either. He just kind
of. I think Jabari just kind of reminds me of a guy who like, I think he had it kind of easy. Like, well, I think he was always the most talented guy on the court.
Exactly.
You know, like, I don't know. What do you think?
Jabari is just a standard Duke basketball player. And they just typically don't go on to the next level for whatever reason it is and do anything.
Jason Tatum, though.
I think
if Kyrie... wasn't there for two of his fucking years, I think we'd say Jason Tatum's a lot better.
I was going to say, I actually like Jason Tatum.
I think Jason Tatum's really good. Was he? See, that's why I think.
But then you go like
he wasn't
Giles.
Yeah,
like
you see, was it Miles Bridges? Does he play for the Hornets?
Hornets, yeah.
Yeah, he's called out.
Called out MJ.
Only
MJ doesn't want to play any players one on one because he doesn't want to hurt their self esteem or something.
MJ had said that it was when he on his 52nd. Is it?
He played.
Maybe it's not today's his birthday, but when he was his 52nd birthday, he said he could beat all of his players one on one, but he doesn't want to hurt any of their confidence. So now, like 4 years later, Bridges wants to play him.
Well, Bridges, he's like second year only.
Yeah.
So Jordan's 56.
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus fuck.
I know, right? That's crazy to think about. That he's that old.
It's crazy to think about Armo's 35. What an old pile of shit. Speaking of Armo, that motherfucker ghosted me the other week.
Yeah.
So get this.
Saying that.
So Treg and Tom, we were texting and we wanted to get a big golf outing together, and I mean a lot of our schedules didn't work, and then Treg kind of texted me individually. He's like, dude, I still want to, like, go somewhere because this shit is dog. He's like, I don't think his wife listens. I got to get away from my family for the night. So me, him, and Tom are just like, oh, us three are for sure in. I check with the old lady. She gave me the go. Text Armel. I don't know what the fuck he's been doing this whole time. I said, hey, man, we're golfing in the Dells, spending the night. Didn't even want to respond to his best friend's text. Invited him to go golfing after the 2 month fucking quarantine.
Go,
man. I don't know, man.
You know what? It might be time to get a new best friend. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's. I mean,
you might have to release Armo from the best friend category.
Oh boy. Oh, kind of like drafting Jordan Love. I'll draft a new best friend.
Yeah,
how would the co-owner work for the old fantasy team?
I mean, maybe it'll just be strictly business, friendship out of it.
Yeah.
The other benefits are gone too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still like the old tub jobs.
Fucking Armo.
Yeah, I don't know what that fucking kid's doing. I'm just used to texting him about sports, and now that we don't, it's just like, now I just text my friends about investing. Like, that's it.
Is Armo a big investor?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't know. Jimmy, Kevin, and Ty literally text pretty much all day, like, about fluctuations in stocks and market.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I kind of found a new love instead of sports, so I don't mind. Even though I think it's fucking rigged.
Yeah. No. You're the old Davey Day Trader now.
Dude, you guys watch that shit on Twitter? It is a fucking hoot.
I always just get updates like that he's fucking losing his ass or something.
He was thinking it was going to be a milli day. He thought he was going to be up a mil. He was up like 300 grand like early. So he's like, it's going to be a milli day. Just got fucking crushed.
On those day trading, can you pull that out anytime?
Mm-hmm. Well, you technically get the money back into your, like, checking account, quote-unquote, would take a few business days.
Yeah.
But, so he has it in, like, his brokerage account. I think he uses E-Trade, which a lot of people tear him apart. I guess if you're a day trader, you need, like, Goda showed us what he uses. It's called the Bloomberg portal or something. It's like he said $25,000 like system.
Yeah.
And that shit is instant.
Yep.
Like, I have Robinhood that's delayed, so I mean I'm really not a day trader. I'm not sitting there buying and then selling 5 minutes later.
Yeah, I've never done day trading or any of that.
I call myself a day trader. I'm not a fucking day trader. But I sit there and watch it the entire
day. We got some guys at the office, some young guys that I don't know, one, where they're getting money to just start throwing around. Your guys' favorite guy comes in.
No, fucking, what is, Urang?
Yeah.
Urang.
That fucking guy.
He's gotten just murdered by Tesla.
Mm.
Like, I think he's lost probably 15K.
This is no joke. I still remember this. It was last July. My mother-in-law was in town. I went to the library just to get away from the house because she was watching Evelyn.
Yeah.
Because Evelyn's such a shithead. But I went to the library and did some research, and Tesla was at like 250. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out like how to initiate, because I didn't have actually enough money in my Robinhood account to buy a stock of it. Mm-hmm. But you can still like set a limit, and then they'll eventually credit your, or take it out of your bank account. And I fucked up, and I never bought the stock at like fucking 250. And at one point, a few months ago, it hit 900.
I was driving with three of my coworkers, and two of them were sitting there talking about Tesla. I'm like, oh, if it at this point, they're like, if it hits 180, I'm gonna buy it. You know, I'm gonna buy it. And like, I was just dogging. I'm like, you guys are idiots. Like, don't even waste your time.
No, at 180,
they ended up not buying it at all.
Oh,
and
boy.
Like, so then when it was like, at one point, I think it peaked at like 970. It was up there. I just like sent those guys, like, yeah, just so you guys know, I bought like $1,000 with this stock at 180.
Did you?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Kobe.
It's, oh,
yeah.
That was right on.
Felt so short. Good.
Legs might be a little sore.
Yeah.
Didn't get the lift there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I tell Jimmy all the time, you got to get your own fucking brokerage account, man. I gave him the tip on Penn National. He got in way better than I did. Jimmy got in when it was around, like, I think $5 or $6 a share.
Because what is it at now?
Now it's at about, like, 18, 19.
Yep.
It kind of fluctuates. But it's like, I got in when Penn bought into Barstool. Like,
who told you JCPenney's was going? Was that Kevin?
Kevin was saying like JCPenney stock keeps going up and up, and it did.
And then they just filed for bankruptcy, right?
Yeah. So I don't know that what happens to your stock when that happens. Do you, Pete?
Can't imagine it's good.
JCPenney's fucked. All those big department stores are fucked.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that shit anymore. All the inventory they have.
Do you even think the mall here in La Crosse even opens back up?
I can see that Barnes & Noble still doing all right.
Lot opens back up.
I haven't been. That stock needs to start going up for me, personally. I need to start eating more.
Are they open?
I don't know.
No, I was going to say. Shut down.
I'm guessing. Oh, the fucking Inna Buffet by my house, the China Buffet is open.
Ziya's went there a few times by himself, have you?
Just once.
Once.
But
that's the kind of place that a Chinese buffet, like, don't get me wrong, last night I hammered China Star, but, you know, that wasn't sitting out on a...
I mean, if you go to China...
No, if you got to hit it, you go to China buffets, or Chinese buffets, you got to go right away in the morning. You got to go, like, at 11.
Yeah. I mean, if you go there, they probably have Corona everywhere.
Oh,
you survived that.
They're the ones bringing it.
Well, my father-in-law has had coronavirus now twice. Beat it both times. I made PDC.
Mark, listen.
No. Mark, I'm gonna have to say that. So that Mark made PD spit his beer out. He was fucking. He told me today, I am fucking just a fucking animal. I've had coronavirus fucking twice. I said twice, huh?
He goes, how pissed would you get if we fucking put a picture on Twitter of Kuya's dad?
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I just think for some of our listeners, just to get a fucking...
I'll look at my phone right now. Yeah. Most of them know him, so it won't be, I don't think, a big shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But
a hilarious dude.
But yeah, it's...
Nicest guy in the world,
mm-hmm,
though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking damn nice, but... Yeah, it's just like... Dude, Mark, like, you're such a fucking dipshit.
I kind of, today at work, I've kind of just, like, said in my head, I'm just, like, kind of over it. I'm, like, I don't think I'm going to be scared, like, even scared anymore. I'm just, like, over all this bullshit. And I was, like, for some reason getting so mad, and I thought, I'm, like, all these politicians are just normal humans that somehow get elected into office, and then they get to make decisions that affect our lives. I'm like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Yep.
I don't know. And I mean, not that I hate Trump or love Trump, whatever. It's just like, even Trump, it's just like, some of his Twitter, it's just like, dude, do you just like tweet everything that comes to your mind?
Actually, I've said that to some people. Like, I think what Trump like does, I think he generally, I really do think he is kind of like looking out for the common folk.
The fuck no.
You know, like,
I do not believe. I don't believe anyone in that in his power gives a flying fuck.
I mean, he probably doesn't. But
I mean, do you think Donald Trump honestly cares? Like, I mean, he says it. He cares about the farmers. The farmers are fucked right now. Like, farmers get treated like fucking garbage.
Well, they always have.
Yeah, and it's just like, I mean, I don't want to get it political, but it's like all politicians are just fucking sleazebags.
Well, they say what they need to say to get the votes.
And that's the thing. It's just like, oh, what do you think, Pete?
Yeah, like, I mean, they can say, like, oh, we're worried about this, we're worried about that. I mean, what they're really worried about is the next election and next, yeah. what the rest of their party thinks.
Yeah, I just like, thought about
nobody, this. Nobody really just goes out there and gives their true opinion. They go back to, well, what are we supposed to say?
Well, also, you know what I hate about campaigning is that you're always sitting there fighting. You're always trying to use negativity towards the other guy.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, it's like, it's like Joe Biden's trying to be so negative towards Trump, which at the moment, he sounds like a real big dipshit when he says that the fucking Trump.
80-year-old with dementia.
Yeah, Trump closed off the borders, like, not allowing people. I'm like, dude, there's a pandemic going on. Like, you think you're going to call him racist for that when it's like, Biden, come on.
I kind of think that politicians are kind of like fucking dirtball guys down at the bar late at night.
Trying to get laid.
Find a girl and just tell her everything she wants to hear. You're beautiful. Or, oh, my God.
Like, we're not going to have one night stand.
And the next morning, she gone. Like, yeah. See ya.
See ya.
Yeah.
Or maybe get out of there before the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually, if you guys want to watch something funny, Mark Norman's a comedian.
Yeah.
He had, which is so weird. Nobody wanted to pick up a special. Netflix did it. Amazon did it. And it was live on YouTube on Thursday night or Wednesday night, I think. And he was talking about how guys put in all the effort to try to bang the chick at night, that women the next morning should have to put in effort to make guys want to stay.
Ooh.
He said, you guys are just fucking boring. Like, give us a reason to stay.
Yeah.
We lied our asses off, made ourselves look better the entire night.
Yeah.
And now
that's a good point.
Yeah. His special is funny as fuck. He brought up like in the 60s when white and blacks had different water fountains, bubblers, we call them. He's like, I mean, it's all good unless you're a thirsty Asian.
God damn.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Dude, and he had so many fucking rims.
He was that one guy that that was like one of my first tweets. I retweeted his special.
I was gonna say, he likes us, doesn't he?
He's really active on Twitter, but
yeah.
I honestly am starting to turn, it sounds weird, starting to turn to comedians to listen to what they think. I would rather take their opinions than politicians.
Oh, so you're a big Amy Schumer fan?
Fuck Amy Schumer. there are a few women comedians I do like. Eliza
That Asian Schessinger. That Asian chick.
Allie Wong's funny
as
fuck.
She's funny.
Those, if your wife has had a kid or has gone through pregnancy, I think every chick thinks.
Yeah.
Like Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, fucking Andrew Santino. It's
Laquita and I, she threw that Asian chick on. That
like, Allie Wong's funny.
Dude, I was geeking out at that.
Kobe. Looking better at least, but still bullshit.
I don't think you say that.
I'm actually really. I'm kind of like our drinking pace today is probably at an all time low.
I'm fine with that. Like,
yeah, we got a little out of hand a couple weeks ago.
Are you talking about the day that we finished the case?
So, speaking of that day, my wife finally admitted that she just wanted me the next day. She wanted me so bad to say I was sorry. And I fucking refuse. I hardly ever say I'm sorry to anyone.
Yeah. That's...
And I told her that I said, I'm a big action speaks louder than words. I said, okay, you do not mean to get that drunk. I won't get that drunk anymore, but I'm not saying I'm sorry.
And she was...
That's awful.
Yeah, she kind of said that last night. Or was I... Was it just the three of us?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I got here before Rico and Alyssa and Petey yesterday, so it was just the three of us bullshit. She's like, I just wanted him to say he was sorry. And then he's like, yeah, you knew that wasn't going to fucking happen.
Well, she's a competitive, like, sorry. Or, like, not a competitive...
Yeah.
She says sorry all the fucking time. It annoys the shit out of her. She says sorry for stuff like... I don't even think she even thinks of it. I'm like,
I'm
sorry, you can shove that up your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, even like yesterday, me and her were dominating in Euchre. And one time, like, it went wrong. She's like, sorry. I'm like...
Yeah, you were fucking...
I lost $15 last night.
You know it's a good night when you have to ask your wife, did we make any money or what happened?
Well, you guys kind of got screwed over because...
Yeah, we kept... Oh, I think we each made $5.
Every time we were beaten... Z and Arky's ass.
Yeah.
Him and Pav were just even.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't. Fucking A. I didn't. Yeah.
How did the Knight of Cards go for you? Or did it meet all your expectations?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're.
And then some. I was jacked. It was a great time.
Good. Yeah, it's.
Actually, you know what it really did? This morning when I woke up, like, I mean, even though I was still a little groggy when.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, I was like, you know, that was, you know, when you wake up and you're like hungover though, now, I don't know if you've experienced when you have a kid, but like now when you wake up and you're hungover, you're kind of like, you know what? It means I had fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt this morning. Like, that's kind of a little groggy, you know, like I wasn't hungover. So I was just drinking Busch Light and had a Bob Catalina here and there.
God, fucking Natty Light. They better... I mean, how many fucking cases of that have we bought since Colonel sent us the old Catalina picture?
That was pretty funny.
I don't know if Colonel still listens now, but shout out to him. He just had a new daughter. It was a rough go at first, and it seems like she's turning the corner, but shout out to Lucy and the Corporals.
Lucy. Yeah. The old Colonel.
Yeah, he's a funny shit, though.
Yeah, I
sent them something, and he just responded. He's like, I can't even imagine what this hospital bill is going to be.
Fuck. He is such a... how I ever met him was through at the wiffle ball tournament.
Oh, yeah. He's... Actually, my parent... We were talking... I was telling him about Lucy, my parents, yesterday. And like, he is just such a nice boy.
Yeah. Dude, like, I remember, like, meeting him, like, talking to him. I was like, you would have thought we...
Probably the nicest guy ever.
I was like, you would have thought we'd known each other. Like, I was your guys' age, your best friend.
Yeah, I don't know. He's... wasting his time with me. He's probably should find more nicer people, but
you're a nice guy if you want to be.
That's true. Actually, I think Alyssa said that at one point.
Good stuff. Yeah, it was fun though. It was fun to like actually like that's the first time I think I did something on a Saturday night and fuck, I don't know when. Probably since Pilsner's birthday. February 1st.
Oh, yeah, because
you
weren't really doing much before Jalen was born, and then after was...
See, I was just working, usually. I just would be like, fuck it, I'll just work at night. So, just in case something comes up, I'll fucking go to sleep and be good. I still kind of wonder... I kind of wish I would have went downtown Lacrosse the last couple of nights just to see, maybe not go out to the bars, but like just see what was going on.
I did hear our favorite bar, Broncos, seems like it's too fucking nice now. That's Artemis or Grant said that.
They refinished the floors.
It seems like it's like...
too nice.
Yeah.
And the bathrooms are apparently fixed.
Fuck that.
So it doesn't look like a prison cell in the corner.
Damn. I love that. Like
well,
if someone would be
just
taking
piss all over the place,
if
like,
someone
nah,
would be
whatever.
Take if someone had to take a shit in Broncos, I mean you better fucking be ready for some company.
We should just
had to hover.
Yeah.
All the listeners, we should figure out one day when all this dumb bullshit's done that everyone comes to Lacrosse and we go to Broncos, so everyone gets.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most of our listeners have gotten. I know Hintz fucking likes Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
I know his two fucking fingers do too.
Oh gosh!
Zing!
Yeah. Oh shit, French! We're gonna have to get to when I give you this, I'll let you know. An hour and 42 minutes in. You guys
Did you either skip ahead or listen?
I always laugh. I always send it to French. And he always goes, oh, sweet dude, thanks. I'll listen to it later today. Probably never listens.
Yeah.
But he's such a nice guy. He just always says, like, yeah, I'll listen.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd drink him out of High Life real quick.
They just, I can't imagine, like, ordering a different drink there. That's the only place I ever order a High Life, ever.
Same. Yeah. $2? I mean, fuck.
They just go down just so fucking fast.
It's like country music. It's just like, because I think you're fucking either slamming your foot on the ground. Like, I hope that's what doesn't change. So when a fucking rock jamming older country song comes on, and you got to get the foot stomping.
No, they'll allow that.
You can't control that.
Well, who knows? Maybe Evers doesn't like foot stomping anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Might have to social distance yourself from the floor. Fuck Evers.
So we're going to levitate.
Yeah. He's such a... Well, the Wild Wild West. I kind of laughed when he said that. That was pretty funny.
Wild Wild West right here being a pedophile.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, well, I think we're going to end her there.
We went off the rails there. And
yeah, we've been going... I don't even know actually the last time you brought up sports.
Fuck sports.
Yeah. There's no sports to talk about anyway. So
sports want to be brought up, we'll maybe come back.
Then. Yep, exactly.
So, well, 2 Beers, 1 Garage, May 17th, 20... What'd I say? The Sundays are odds? 25th? 25th episode?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, whatever. All right, what do you think about that, Kawhi?
What'd it do, baby?